B-Pod Studios.
Hello? It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good
morning, everybody. Happy, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. This is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. And right off the bat, it's funny how stuff hits us, right? So the big story with the Phillies was Carlos Santana saying during the playoff run, as the season wound down, there were teammates during the game playing Fortnite. And then we all were like, are you kidding me? We talked about it yesterday. Yesterday was tough because we had Sixers and Flyers and tournament, and the story kind of got lost.
Yeah.
But, Jason, the idea that Fortnite interfered with a baseball game, like you're playing a baseball game, you're playing a game.
For a living.
Right. forget about the compensation, but you're playing a game for a living, as you say. And now you're addicted to Fortnite that you have to play during the game.
A video game.
So, wow. So for the second, I started thinking about this thing today, and I kind of want to get into it because, look, I could tell, I got to be real with you. Like, I could totally see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if anybody's play video games, the time melts by.
Oh, goats.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And look, I'm a mad love to Madden and all the sports games. I don't get the non-sports games, but the sports games, I had to just I had to unplug my system because I was just not productive.
Yeah. And like you said, time moves like you don't. It's like sitting down at a poker table. You don't realize it before you know it, you're there 10 hours. Sun's up. You know, it's just because you're engaged in it.
Right. Your brain is so locked in and so hyper focused that you lose, you know, all kinds of you basically lose reality.
Yeah. And you lose your inhibition too because you don't care about anything else in the world because you're focused. And it's hitting you in so many levels. All the colors on the screen and the action of it. It's nonstop, and your control. So you don't care about anything else.
No,
like we're ruining lives.
You know it is, and you know we're sitting here like this is. Think about it, this is a baseball team, right? A baseball team, and this baseball team is in. You know, again, they were out of the playoffs, but it doesn't matter. They're playing this video game during the game. Like, that's the craziest thing ever. I don't know how in the world, and if you're the manager, you can't allow that to happen.
Well, you can't. You gotta have your finger on the pulse of your team and know everything that's going on.
You just can't allow them to be playing games in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Well,
while the game's going on.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we remember we heard the thing about, I think it was the Red Sox, where players were drinking boozing up when they were not in the game or not available in the clubhouse. And like these kind of things have gone on for years. And we know that when a pitcher, he pitches a starter, he's not going to pitch for the next 4 days, maybe the next day, he showers up, leaves early. You know, those are things that happen. Some pitchers don't go in the first part of a road trip if they're a high pedigree guy. And they'll go, if I'm not going to be in those 3 games, I know it, then I won't go. I'll join up with the team in Milwaukee, right? But this, I mean, I don't know about you, Ant, but I've seen the effect of Fortnite and video games and Xbox and PS4 and all that stuff on my kids. They're obsessed.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm completely afraid of it.
Yeah,
on mine, too.
Yeah.
On mine, too. Like, they're sick. Yeah. They got me sick.
It leads to...
And they've been, you know, home, and all they do is they're on their iPads.
Devices.
Yes.
Yep. It's nonstop.
And so I limit them. Like, you know, we're not allowed. They're only allowed certain hours. Now when they're sick, you know, you kind of give them a little bit of a break. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible because
it's a battle.
They become, you can see the addiction because
they're zombies.
When you take it away from them, they become ornery.
Yep. And then the next thing is, Dad, when can I get my iPad back? Dad, when can I get my iPad back? Can I watch, can I play my Xbox? You know, like our rule is real simple. Like Sunday, there's a cutoff point in the afternoon. We say no more devices. Yeah. And then not until Friday when school, they get out of school.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
But, you know, and then you find yourself, you know, if they're sick or something like that, they want a zombie out. And we try to justify, you know, you justify it as parents and you go, well, you know, I say to my wife, you know, that's just, that's how they consume media nowadays, you know, through YouTube or these devices. And that's how, that's their generation's television. That's their floor top television that we have without a remote. But, you know, I've done a lot of reading on it because my wife sends it to me all the time. You know, the pulsing lights that come out of an iPad or a device and what they, the effect they have on your brain and everything in your makeup, and it forces you, it makes these kids make really bad decisions because they're so focused on getting back to their device or getting to Fortnite that it's really, it's, this is a societal problem. I don't want to be like the guy like get off my lawn here, but it is a massive issue in the young generation that's coming up right now, and the effect of it, we don't even know yet. We're just tipping it.
No, we
divorces, Anthony, are happening because of Fortnite.
We don't know. And, you know, here's the thing. Our buddy Jim from the Palm, who's a frequent caller,
smart guy,
texter, whole thing. So Jim says that he's literally lost staff. Now, he works at the Palm. He's general manager at the Palm restaurant, and he says he's literally lost staff because they can't stop playing at work, or they're up until 7 a.m. playing, and they can't make it into work as a functioning human.
Yeah, the time just goes by and by and by, and it's an addiction like a gambling addiction. Like one of these days, we're going to read commercials and say, addicted to Fortnite? Call 1-800-Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like we do with gambling and those kind of things. Because
it's the brain, yeah.
When you're chasing, it's almost, there's a high associated with it, and you can't stop playing because it's whatever the physiological effect of it is, you can't stop. And you make irrational life choices because you can't stop playing a video game. And it pervades a sports team and a clubhouse.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, there's got to be no Xboxes in there.
Somebody's
going to
call me. I'm again, like, I was a sports, like, I played sports games. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the Fortnite.
Yeah, my son plays it. I don't know it either.
I'm completely out. Like, I don't know. Like, I look at Andrew and he shrugs his shoulder at me.
Yeah, my daughter.
You have no idea.
They'll do the dances and all that. There's Fortnite dances, like the floss and stuff.
Yeah.
There's all these dances. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's a cultural phenomena.
Here's the thing. I do understand the addiction part of it because when Call of Duty came out and online, yeah, I was in middle school.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Of course, you know, what do I get for Christmas? I get the Xbox 360. And
right.
Where am I during winter break? I'm in my basement playing video games for about a week.
Yeah.
So I get where it comes from and I get that it's an age thing. But the fact that these guys are professional baseball players. So they're, what, ages anywhere between 20 and 30, whoever these guys were?
Yeah.
And they're addicted? That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a huge problem. It's younger kids, and it's all the way up through. There's grown adults, you know, business CEOs that are addicted to this thing. And whether you have an addictive personality or not, you know, obviously people that have an addictive personality, it subjects them even further. But, you know, the gaming industry now, and this is going to be a really interesting discussion today, because there's the, you know, what's it called, the league, the gaming league. We do Checkpoint Radio. We do it here. There's a whole league, and the company's invested in it, and guys are making millions of dollars.
Yeah, all the esports stuff.
And I'm reading on here, you know, kind of researching this. How about this? 5,000 years of, here's the quote. People across the world in 2018 spent more than 5,000 years watching Fortnite stream on a video stream service called Twitch. What? Not even playing. Watching other people play. Like, my son watches people play Fortnite, watches people play Rocket League. And I'm going, are you kidding? You're watching somebody else play?
Oh, yeah, that's been going on.
That's why you could never play video games with a big group of guys, because I never wanted to watch you play. I wanted to play.
Oh, you were dying.
Yeah.
When there was a, you know, like, you couldn't wait to be the next guy up.
And you don't want to lose because you didn't want to lose the controller.
94.
Exactly. I'm going, no way the Canucks are losing to the Sabres and McGill. Yeah. Right? But we did it, too. We sat there for hours and played video games.
That's what I'm saying. It would bleed away. The time would just bleed away. And it's frightening.
I had a buddy lose a job because he came down to visit. We got wrapped up playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Yes.
I mean, because you wanted to conquer every level, you went banana. I would play that thing for 10 hours a day. My hands would hurt.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm like, I can't get this. Damn. I couldn't get past the level. And you'd be there for
blue cartridge.
Days. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, you know, it's funny because our competitive nature,
boom,
it spikes. And you know, like I'm bad. I'm a competitive person. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad trait because it gets you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and well, I mean, let's go to we got to take a break, but we'll get back to this, how it affects the Phillies and the indictment that it puts on Gabe Kapler.
It's big.
Because coaches and managers...
Somebody give me a quick dissertation on what the game actually is.
The crash course.
Yeah.
But the managers, coaches, team executives, teams on the road trips now, they all got to deal with this.
Yeah.
This is a different world we're living in. 610-632-0975. Anthony, you're feeling a little under the weather. The people are going to pick you up today. That's what we do in Philadelphia. The people pick up when you're not feeling at your best, you're at your prime. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Philadelphia fans, the Union Soccer is back. It's right, full swing as we return home to Talon Energy Stadium after a gritty 1-1 draw at Atlanta United this past weekend. They're going to look to capitalize on an all-important Eastern Conference matchup against the Columbus Crew after a drama-filled 2018. The whole crew's back, right? You can catch all the action this weekend at 7:30 on Saturday. International World Cup Mexican superstar Marco Fabian and veteran Alejandro Bedoya look to lead the Union to victory at the game right here at home. The U are unbeaten against the Crew in their last three matchups at home. Let's keep this streak going. You can catch the Stars and the Young Guns from right here in Philadelphia at beautiful Talon Energy Stadium this Saturday, 7:30. Don't miss it. Again, crucial Eastern Conference match this weekend for the Union. Tickets available online at PhiladelphiaUnion.com. Join us Saturday night, 7:30. Philadelphia Union Soccer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Hello.
Well, Andrew, you want to do the breaking news? Bad news for us who all wanted to see Bryce Harper and Mike Trout in the same outfield. According to Jeff Passan, ESPN, the Angels and Mike Trout are about to finalize a record deal, Jason.
That's a huge loss.
12-year contract, Ant, worth more than $430 million. Wow. That's outrageous. They're close to finalizing the deal.
$430 million.
Over the 12 years, the average is nearly $36 million a year, topping Zach Greinke's 34.4 per season average.
They gave him $500 million.
Bryce Harper got $330 million.
Here you go. His show Billions is back.
Oh, my. He's got $100 million more and one less year. That is incredible. Come
on, guess what? He deserves it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is.
If Bryce Harper gets that, Mike Trout's better, and he deserves what he gets.
Yep. Look, I always
and
look
if at the Angels can afford to pay it, that means they're still making money. They're not paying that if the profit margin is within a certain percentage.
Yeah, you can't go into the red. You know what I mean?
That's the point.
And look, I never get on players for what they make because to me, you're worth exactly one thing, what you can get. So, like, a lot of times we get on guys and go, well, we kill a guy in this town because, well, he's making too much money. Well, what was he supposed to do? Say, no, I'm only a $3.5 million player. I'm not a $5 million player. Get what you can.
Bottom line is you only get paid what they are willing to pay you.
Yeah. And if you get to the open market and to free agency. I mean,
these are great businessmen. They're not going to, you know, to me, Godspeed, Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And whoever else.
Yeah, we can
Manny
go.
Manny Machado and whatever. They get it.
Yeah, and we sit there and we go, well, they're playing a game. I mean, to make that kind of money, it's ridiculous. And yeah, maybe it is, but the sport allows with the revenue that it generates for players to make that kind of compensation. And if you can get it, all the power to you. I don't fault a guy for wanting to make money. We all do.
Yeah.
You know? And it's also, you know, a sign of where you are as a player in the history of the game. Mike Trout is a historical figure in the sport. I mean, Anthony, his numbers at 27 are
Mickey Mantle.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows? He could end up being the best baseball player to ever play. So $430 million over 12 years. Congrats to Mike Trout. That ends the dream, but it also harkens us back to that 119 days in pursuit of Harper Machado.
Yeah.
Where so many people said for so much, well, just wait 2 years and we'll get Trout. He wants to come home and play here. Well, I mean, I had cited it several times that I had some information from a friend of his that he didn't necessarily want to come back here because there's a lot of pressures that come with that. And I thought maybe with Harper that would, you know, kind of make the spotlight on one single player a little less, and maybe that would be appealing to him. And we know that Bryce Harper mentioned him a couple times, but it looks like he's going to remain a member of the Los Angeles Angels for the remainder of his career, and he's going to be a very wealthy man. He already is, and even more so because of it.
Yeah, we kind of thought, I always thought it was as much as the tampering thing came in about, Mike Trout, who's wooing who. You know, the Angels, why would you let him walk?
Yeah.
You're not going to let him walk. What's
that say to your fans?
Well, yeah, he's your franchise. You continue to build. You have a piece. You always build around him. That's just what you're doing.
Especially when the piece is 27.
Yeah. Do me a favor. You got an interesting tweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, from the...
It is interesting, and it's kind of poignant.
Yeah, the guy says, let me get his name here right, Piyush. I don't know if that's how I say it, but that's how I'm going to say it. He says, at Jason Mert, you're criticizing kids for watching others play a game while doing a talk show about watching others play a game. Times change. Rather than criticizing, try to understand them, and maybe you'll have a better relationship with your kids. Now, I have a great relationship with my kids. So that was presumptuous of him to say.
Other than that, his points are correct, other than the relationship piece.
My response to him was real simple. Just believe me. I've researched this, and my wife and I, we're on this. We're dealing with this every day. I said, I've researched it and trying to understand it. I have three kids, and I am on the front line of this epidemic every day. I'm dealing with it every day. Right, Dad, can I go on my Xbox? Can I go watch my iPad? Every day we're dealing with it.
Yeah, I got a 6 and 9, so I'm right there with you.
Bro. Yeah, and it's only going to get more complicated as they get older. And, you know, I'm looking at online here about addiction to Fortnite and what it does to your body. And I brought up gambling. It's very similar, you know, to sitting down at a poker table or a craps table or roulette or online, get whatever it is. There's things that happen in your brain.
Well, the release of dopamine.
Exactly.
Is what... So...
And you're chasing it.
The issue is, and it's amazing, because this thing has just captured people. There's also, besides just the effect it has on your brain, physiology, that piece of it, there's also the... In that game, I just read a piece in the New York Post. In that game, you play with your friends. So now you feel like you're leaving your friends in a lurch.
Yep.
So there was a 12-year-old girl in the UK who had to go into rehab.
Yep. Oh, that's quite common I'm seeing here online.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't want to let your friends down.
Mm-hmm. That's your social experience.
Right. Your whole social experience mm-hmm. is with these people, yep. some you've never even met.
Yeah, my son plays with kids overseas in other parts of the world. There's a guy that plays in Australia, and it's like upside down because, you know, doing it's day here, it's night there, whatever. And, you know, they know each other via the headset because that's how they're communicating. I mean, he's bananas, and I hear him screaming and yelling, but going several times, dropping a curse word or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, they get crazy about it. How about this? Andre Drummond. There was a piece done on Andre Drummond. The funny part of it about it is I really suck. He's talking about Fortnite. The 2018 NBA All-Star said, I'm just not that good. But he had to go into rehab for Fortnite.
Andre Drummond was a Fortnite rehabber.
He said, it took my life over. To be fair.
Wow.
This is crazy. This stuff. It says, basically, it's like Hunger Games. 100 people on a map survival
game. That's unbelievable.
Find your supplies, weapons, materials, and basically after that, it's every man for himself. or every team for themselves. I mean, he said that he was just massively dickhead. He said, at first, it was a couple of days when I couldn't play Fortnite because I had to plaster cast splint thing on. This is another guy, Hart, actually. And he says, I couldn't use my hand. I was trying to jam the controller and bend the plaster a little bit just so I could play. Now it's fully healed, so I don't have a brace. Now I'm good.
Now, who's that, Josh Hart from Villanova?
Let me see here. I'm trying to kind of go through this really quick. Blah, blah, blah. It says Hart. I'm trying to find out where the Hart
is. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is nuts, man. And
this is what
Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah, I know he had a problem, too.
This is nuts, Anthony. But look, to that tweeter's point, like I tried to justify it with my wife saying, well, this is how kids consume media. This is how they're entertained now. We were entertained by going out and rolling around in the dirt and throwing a half ball around with a broom handle. They play video games or they watch YouTube. And look, it's hard to police YouTube. You know what I mean? Where are they going down that YouTube rabbit hole? What are they learning on there? That's what's scary.
I had the conversation the other day because the oldest one loves to watch, does the same thing, watching kids play video games. But I told him, well, you're out.
Yeah.
YouTube's gone. And if you sneak it and I catch you, then your iPad's gone. You won't see it for months.
Yeah. And that's like the worst thing you can take from them right now.
Yeah.
Because that's what their friends are talking about and everything. And it's such a big part of culture and society today that I don't know how to deal with. I mean, this is crazy, but it's simple to say, well, just be a parent and know everything. Okay. Well, I got three. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. We have jobs. We have, we got a ton to do. And parenting, when you're parenting the youngest and the other one's doing something, you only got so many eyeballs and ears.
I know. It's crazy. You know, really, it really is. But the idea that it's affecting pro sports, I guess we should not be surprised.
No, we should be naive, right?
It's like any other thing that becomes an addiction is going to hit all walks of society. So you got to figure that professional athletes who have a lot of time on their hands.
And competitive.
Right. It just fits the nature.
The thing about it is, too, is, you know, when you look at this, and managers like Gabe Kapler and guys all over sports are dealing with this, both on airplane rides, hotels, downtime, now in the clubhouse. When you look at it, and we find out this story that Santana smashed a couple of TVs because guys were playing during a game. When you look at that, how much of that's on Gabe?
The minute you're in the clubhouse, guys, listen. You know, I'm not going to treat you like kids, but, you know, there's no video games, right?
Act like an adult.
I can't have you during a game doing that.
Well, Arrieta said in his quotes that he was fine with guys playing up to 30 minutes before the game. If that gets their head where it needs to be, but I don't know how that can be because it's releasing dopamine.
Yeah, I don't know how, to me, it's just, that's what you love to do, and that's what you're addicted to. Again, it's a competitive thing.
Yeah, remember guys checking into training camp up at Lehigh with their big TV and their Xbox so they could play Madden?
Yeah.
This isn't a new thing, but it's going to a different level, perhaps.
This is from the story. Playing video games has a physical effect on the body, right? So, quote, this is one of these psychologists. Video games such as Fortnite are designed to be addictive, like we say. They give children a hit of dopamine. Not just children, all of us. Also known as the reward hormone. Dopamine is the same chemical that floods into the brain when people win at gambling, smoke a cigarette, or do a line of cocaine. It's a major reason why people get hooked on the game, as it gives you a hit and makes you feel exhilarated. But when you come down from it, users can begin to feel flat or aggressive, making them want to play again.
Wow. This is nuts.
It's insane.
I'm seeing here, too, I typed in Fortnite divorce. According to Divorce Online, a UK-based online divorce website.
Hey, we got breaking news. Yes. Phil Martelli has been fired.
Whoa!
By St. Joe's. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Phil, who has been the coach at St. Joe's since 1995, was informed Monday. The university was planning to make the announcement later Tuesday morning. That is unbelievable.
Really?
That is amazing.
Philly.com reported.
According to Mike Jensen from Philly.com.
Whoa.
Look at that. Martelli, the National Coach of the Year 2004, Remember, I mean, that year was amazing.
Oh, kidding me with Galante and Jameer Nelson.
Jameer was amazing. The Hawks reached the second round of the 2016 NCAA tournament, but had three straight losing since.
Wow, Phil Martelli out. Boy, that is a big change in Philadelphia college basketball.
Wow, Phil
Fran stepping away this year, and now Phil Martelli out? You got to be kidding.
Phil fired.
Whoa. I never thought I'd see that. He's a great ambassador for that school for so many years. Wow.
Yeah, you know, listen, I mean, like, to me, I don't know. You're St. Joe's, and you're at that level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you would fire Phil. I mean, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, what are
your expectations?
Yeah, how are you competing with a team like Villanova in your backyard and Temple and then just nationally? Whew, man, I'm stunned to hear that. He's a great guy, too.
He is, and I'm shocked. I quite frankly, again, like, your expectations from your own program. Like, where do you think you're going?
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Whew. I wasn't expecting to hear that today.
St. Joe's fires Phil Martelli. Phil.
610-632-0975. Yeah, we'll take your reaction to that as well. Take your reaction to Mike Trout.
I'm stunned.
Take your reaction to the Fortnite conversation. So much to get into. And we're going to give callers today, Anthony, a game in the tournament. Now, every number one seed, we're going to automatically advance. But we want the callers to fill out a bracket and see how they do. We'll put them to the test.
The first round you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, first round, number one seeds all advance. We're not going to waste somebody going.
We're having a last year with Virginia.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's not going to happen this year. 610-632-0975. Jay in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic. What's going on, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feel?
Yo, Jay.
Hey, yo. Carlos Santana, man, he out of order, man.
Nah.
No, I don't think so.
He out of order. You don't let that out. The only reason he said that, because that was the only contact he made all September.
Yeah, it's a great lie that you have.
Hey, yo.
But you know what, Jay? Honestly, real quick, let's talk about it. If I'm a competitor and I walk in and I see dudes playing video games during the game, that doesn't get you nuts?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like they said, he was upset. He was upset.
I'll blame him a little bit.
I understand that part too.
Yeah, but then they're talking to him and he's going, "Look at these dudes. They don't want to win."
But look, it sounded like a cop out because you think that was the only time they was doing it. They was in first place, for the majority of the year. So I'm not thinking that they just did it like that 2 weeks when they was losing. Then he come in frustrated. But that's either here or there. But that thing is competitive because, like, for them it's Fortnite. But for us, it was Madden because we got to play Howie Roseman. Like, you go on Madden and you make trades and all that.
No, I know. No,
put a GM mode in, Jay?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, okay. This is fantasy football times 10.
I can understand. Yeah. I can totally understand Fortnite because of Madden.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you had, like, the college football was real addictive because then you recruiting, so you real competitive.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they put in that recruiting mode.
Yeah. You're going in the living rooms to try and get the big running back.
I know.
Exactly. It was crazy, man. It's crazy. But, you know, the other reason I called this, because the Sixers, I get on the move all the time whenever you have a bad game, but he had two good games against Sacramento.
Who?
And, the mole, that's what I call Brett Brown, that Boston mole.
Oh, well, the mole.
He's a double agent.
That's it's real convenient that we always losing to Boston, and we were down 4-1. We'll see. I wanted to give him his little credit before he cop out tomorrow. Watch out tomorrow. He's going to sit there the whole game. He a double agent, man.
He's crazy.
I don't think that's the case, Jay, but nonetheless, Celtics tomorrow. I have business to take care of tonight, though. Sixers in Charlotte tonight. No Joe.
I'm already looking past this game.
Is that right? You think the players must be then too?
Yeah.
If you take it minute by minute, quarter by quarter, you're looking past tonight.
I am. I can't wait for the Celtics.
Well, I might load up on Charlotte tonight then if you're looking past it.
Yeah, I am. I am looking past it.
Let me read you this tweet. It's from Tommy Will Save Me, Please on Twitter. It says, "Yous sound incredibly old and out of touch talking about Fortnite/video games. You'd rather have kids getting hooked on drugs and gambling? ? You guys talking about other people playing sports for a living. Yeah, we realize that. And we have talked about when we were younger and the games that we played. And I sat there and played Tiger Woods golf when I was in college for hours in Hockey 94 at a time. So we're not out of touch with it. We're trying to understand it. And it also didn't pervade every aspect of our life professionally.
So playing video games keeps you away from drugs?
No, it's kind of the same effect.
Because I'll be honest, playing video games when you're enjoying yourself a little bit is a good time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Helps time go by even faster. Look at
Listen, if we're all out of touch, you, the tweeter, is a flaming idiot. All right? You're dope because there's a lot more other things than comparing video games to, oh, what are we going to do? Have them go do drugs and gamble? How about you go flip it outside and go play ball? All right? How about that? That's what I tell my kids.
Ride your bike.
All right? Listen. I understand it's a part of society. We talked about it. We grew up with it too. All right? We grew up with it with Madden. We understand it. We understand the comparison with Madden. But you know what? You can't have it in when the games are going on. The reason why we're talking about it is because Gabe Kapler, the manager, allowed it to happen. That's why.
Let me read you this tweet. Drew Gallagher, he says, Jason Mert, you just said you're struggling to watch your three kids. Blaming Gabe for not watching all the Phillies is a little bit hypocritical, huh? He's got to watch more guys. But again, my kids are at home. This is a workplace. A clubhouse during a game is a workplace. If I'm the boss, of the Fanatic, and maybe I am, if I'm the boss, Anthony, and there's guys playing video games during breaks of the show, I got an issue. I'm saying there's no Xbox at the radio station. If you're at home, you can have your Xbox. But during breaks of the show and getting back honestly, late on the air and those kind of things because you're playing a video game?
I mean, honestly, we understand that it's addictive. We just kept on talking about how time melts away. They don't spend millions to manufacture a game that they don't know hits the chord. The chord is to get us all addicted to it.
Yep.
That's the chord. That's why these video game companies spend millions of dollars to get the perfect one. That's why those who created Fortnite were brilliant because they tapped into the human brain and understand how to continue to lean. It's no different than putting the dogs, right? Where you put the rabbit and you have to chase the dog. It's exactly that.
Yep.
I got to get my next high, which is basically the hit of dopamine. So it's like, all right, we're going to reward you here. We'll sprinkle a little popcorn. You eat the popcorn, you want more popcorn. That's what it is. They scientists study lab rats the whole time. That's what it is. That's what cocaine is. That's what everything is.
And Fortnite's an upsell, too. They get you to buy these packs or whatever and all this stuff.
Exactly.
610-632.
It's worth millions of dollars.
Yep. 610-632-0975. That is the number.
And listen, I'm not telling you that it's not hypocrisy that we talk about other people playing sports.
Yeah.
I got into sports because I love sports, right? So I've played sports my whole life. And then you admire those that can do something better than you.
Yeah, and the
competition
of it.
So I understand the idea of watching other people that are really good going to these other levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about the tournament because it's going. We got games tonight. We got games coming up Thursday, Friday. It's going to be outrageous. DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey, and you can place your bets and fill out your brackets all in one place. For the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook will offer both free and paid brackets, including a $64,000 bracket that's free to enter. They got it all for the games, right? Over-unders and player props, in-game betting, special odds boosts every day, all tournament long. Listen, I mean, we went through the tourney. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of upsets in this one. I think Florida State's got a chance to make a run. I was telling that to the Tunis early. Tunis is all about Duke. Wire to wire, I don't think so. Look, the road to Final Four is pretty easy, other than Michigan State. Michigan State could beat them, but if not, I still think somebody takes them out in the Final Four. So everybody's going to pick Duke. So if I were you, I'd pick somebody else. Download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Fill out your brackets before tip-off for the first game on Thursday. Enter the $64,000 bracket for free using promo code Fanatic. Plus, once the games begin, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use code Fanatic. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So pretty momentous morning. We mourn the loss of Mike Trout. Mike Trout, in case you just joined us, 12 years, $430 million extension with the Angels. There are no opt-outs in the contract. He will be an Angel for life.
Yeah, Matthew Downs says, could the Trout contract be Trout trying to silence the Philly questions? Maybe in 2 or 3 years, the Angels will want to dump the contract to a team like the Phillies.
No.
Stop. Yeah, this is...
No, just say goodbye to him.
Yeah, just...
You want to accept, never had him.
Accept it.
You want to hear a very disappointing feeling that literally just hit me as we came out of the break?
Sure.
Mike Trout is the best player in baseball, arguably going to be the best player. You could argue that he might be the best player of all time, and I'm not going to be able to see him. Rarely, because he's out west.
Yeah.
Well,
if he was on an East Coast team, he'd be much more omnipresent on our television.
Nah, I can stay up and watch the games.
No, but it's
different. There's no problem seeing him.
Yeah, I do.
You're the king of late night.
Yeah, I know. I love it. The problem, you know what the problem is for Trout? Every other sport, it's a national sport. Like, in the NBA, it's a national sport, right?
Oh, yeah.
And because of playoffs, you know, you see him because of games of the week. You see him, so it doesn't matter that they're West Coast guys. Like, you still see LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You still see
Steph,
right? Like KD. Golden State, can you get more tucked away than the Bay Area, right? But you know, the Durant and Steph, like, you know, you see them.
Well, that sport, the NBA, has done such a good job of marketing their superstars as well.
Yeah, but they also have the cut. Like, it's a national sport, right? So the exposure is out there.
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs are expanded. Like, the baseball's biggest problem is too much regular season and not enough playoffs.
Yeah, you've talked about that before. And the other thing is, like, I can watch the Golden State Warriors play the Houston Rockets with no problem.
You know, on a Sunday, 3:30 afternoon, you can watch that.
Yeah, but if watching the Anaheim Angels play the Seattle Mariners on a Tuesday night at 10:30, is something that's not going to really...
Well, no, go apples for apples, right? A 3:30 game, Angels and Astros, which is a good game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you watching it? Probably not.
No, because it's not circled on the schedule either.
3:30 on a Sunday?
No.
You're not watching it?
I'm going to get outside.
Well...
Or I'm going to watch the Phillies.
No, if you... Okay, but they're on a one. Yeah. So, like, say you're at home, it's a rainy day, and your options are... Angels and Astros at 3:30 or whatever.
Fortnite.
Well, forget Fortnite.
Yeah.
But like Netflix.
Or Tiger at Bay Hill.
Netflix.
You know?
But you're not going to, the bottom line is you're not interested enough in baseball.
Yeah.
It's not special enough. As much as you love the sport, you love the Phillies.
It's local.
That's why it needs to become more national, and it needs to have a playoff feel.
Yeah. And the two sports where you can watch any two teams play, like the NBA, like watching Golden State play Houston. Now, I'm not going to watch two horrible teams, but I'm not going to watch Phoenix play Brooklyn.
No, but you will watch, you know, the Panthers versus the Falcons.
Yep, I'll watch it. There's no football game. I'll watch, you know, in the bad years, Cleveland play Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's why the NFL's king and the NBA's the prince.
Yeah.
And baseball's the pauper.
Yeah, and you never feel like there's enough football.
Correct. The other story that we're talking about just hit the wire. St. Joe's has fired longtime coach Phil Martelli.
Stunning.
Phil has been there since 1995.
Is that right?
I remember doing a story with him where one of those runs to the Sweet 16, and I followed him through the tournament when I was at the Post, when I was in New York. I'll tell you this, St. Joe's is out of touch. I don't know why you would fire Phil Martelli.
Yeah.
I don't know what your expectations are. Like, who are you going to get to go to that school? The only way you could have, if you're St. Joe, LaSalle, like, if you get any kind of run, the only way you can get a run is if your coach successfully recruits some kid from Philadelphia who's really good that wants to stay home.
Yeah. It's a tough thing to do, and that's why it's so rare. I mean, where does Phil end up, I wonder?
That's a great question.
Interesting. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jerry in Cheltenham on the Fanatic. Hey, Jer.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jer.
What's going on, bro? Yo, speaking of Fortnite, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring something back to your memory bank. When I first met you, you know where I met you at?
Where?
I met you and Steve. Y'all was doing a show out City Hall, sitting outside City Hall. And I was trying to do Madden tournaments.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember I was trying to do Madden. Yeah, we were doing the Madden tournaments. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And then finally, as a matter of fact, you can Google me, bro. Tell Mike that. You can Google me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it is
an addiction, man, because I remember times where I was supposed to be working, doing maintenance work, and me and the guys would go to a vacant apartment with a TV and play Madden for the rest of the day.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, listen.
And Fortnite's even worse. I even had to tell my son, who, once again, he plays for Father Judge, and I had to tell him, I said, I hope you get a scholarship in that because you're spending so much time on it, you don't even want to play ball no more.
Well, that's the other part of the equation. Kids see these video game stars now making millions of dollars for playing video games. So you can say, well, I'm going to be one of those guys. When we were kids, it was you wanted to be the next whatever, Michael Jordan or the next Mike Schmidt.
We touched on it last week about how
they
want to
be the next ninja.
Well, you said technology has made us basically hermits.
Yeah.
It's
a shame. It really is. Listen, technology is awesome, and it's opened up all kinds of worlds. And I sat here last week with the virtual reality goggles on, and I'm exploring the old West from the 1800s. But you know what? It's a singular kind of experience. We don't experience with one another.
Yeah,
and that's the shame of it.
Yeah. Real quick, I want to touch on Phil Martelli.
Yeah.
We go as Father Judge. We go to the team camp every summer. So I got a chance to talk to him and said when he came to see Father Judge play Roman, because he had a recruit coming out of Roman. So I'm really going to miss him, bro.
Yeah.
I know.
Stunning news,
like, Jerry. Like, you know, Jerry, you know, you've got a kid who plays big-time high school ball. Like, who does St. Joe think they're going to get?
Well, I got a cousin there now, Lamar Kimball.
Mm-mm.
Plays for him now. So I don't even know, man. Like, at least we know with Fran leaving, McKee's taking over. So
you know the succession plan for Fran leaving, and for some that's been a long time coming. But and McKee's going to take over next year. But yeah, this is stunning. As Temple's going to start their journey tonight, and hopefully continuing it beyond tonight with the play-in game at 9:10.
Yeah, I mean. I'm stunned.
Yeah, me too.
I thought Phil was a lifer.
Job for life.
Yeah.
Me too.
I quite frankly, I thought he deserved it. That was always his dream job. Here's the problem as to why, and I have no insight into what happened, but he had a chance to leave. He didn't leave. He had other opportunities.
Yeah.
He didn't want to leave. Like, when he was toast to the town in 04, and he made that incredible run, and Smarty Jones and that whole 04 year in Philadelphia with Jameer and everybody, he had offers to go, big-time offers.
Yep.
He said no. He turned them down because he said then that St. Joe was his dream job.
Yeah, he was happy where he was.
And he never wanted to leave anywhere else.
Crazy.
So, I think it's pretty crappy by the university.
Yeah.
I don't know what you expect because you're not going to be a powerhouse. The only way you're a powerhouse is if you get a couple kids that from Southwest Philly and you're able to recruit them to go there.
Yeah, and they're willing to stay.
That's it.
Yeah. Graf from Media tweets in, he says, he's tweeted a couple times, basically saying, using video games to promote empathy and problem solving on a scale far more complex than of a sport. There's also benefits to video games, and like games like Minecraft, there are problem solving elements to those and to help, but you got to wonder, in certain people, that is the benefit. In others, it's not. And I don't know the statistics on where a video game becomes a problem for a kid versus something that can help him through these kind of things and problem solving and develop the brain as opposed to the addiction aspect of it. I'm not going to speak knowledgeable on it because I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.